Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Everything today sucks.
Yes.
Movies suck. Music sucks.
The world's ending tomorrow.
Everything just sucks now. The new college football sucks. The new NBA sucks. It all just blows. We all hate it.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
So have you been missing salad? It's a question.
Have you been missing salad? Sweet spot, fun times today, tomorrow, Thursday. Justin will send us news. No EA, but Justin will do a very good job. And at 2:56, ham sandwich.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Monto on the Bench.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ham. I'm going to say hello to the hardline, Bob Corby Dave.
Bob Corby.
Dave.
As I saw on X earlier, we need to get active in the voting.
Oh,
get Wells back on top.
For Toddler of the Year?
Indeed.
He has to win. My bracket's already busted.
Your toddler bracket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we can still get you some points. Got to get him number one, though.
Yeah,
he's in second right now.
We're going to have him dress up like Stewie. Like when Stewie's like got all his weapons and stuff. Headband. And just mow down every toddler in sight.
What the deuce?
Yeah, we were wondering if there's like a Chinese baby that's like Yao Ming that gets all the votes from China.
Yeah.
Like when he'd make the all-star team every
that's
year.
Right. That's right.
We need to make Wells Chinese to get all those votes.
That'd be weird.
Just make him look Chinese.
Yeah. Hey, it's Chinese.
Yeah, record your wife telling her you got to make the baby Chinese to get more votes.
Here's a gi.
Put a little... I can use my nunchucks if you need them.
Why are you putting scotch tape on his brow? Quit.
Sleep alone.
Hey, Asian.
He is 1/8 Japanese.
Okay.
Okay. Counts.
Good start. 7/8 more to go.
How's the nunchuck training coming along, Monty?
We had to take a couple days off to recover.
Yeah.
Too many injuries.
Kept hitting yourself in the forearm.
In the crotch.
Yeah.
But we'll get back up on that horse. Don't you worry.
Got to be ready for week one.
Got to defend the ticket. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, the 210th day of 2026. 155 days are left in the year. It's National Lasagna Day.
Hell yeah.
All right. Hey.
I just had lasagna the other day.
What?
The other day.
All right, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
You want to call your lawyer?
I just had lasagna, Grandma and Grandpa.
To the gore.
Lasagna all day.
No wonder they're not voting for your child. Dad's a drunk.
I love lasagna.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know what happened there.
This is kind of lately.
It's also National Lipstick Day. Did you put on lipstick the other day?
No, I didn't do that.
Still time. On this date, in the year 1954, Lando, publication of The Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume of The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, is released.
Some call it the Bible.
Yeah,
imagine most some do.
Most do.
Dear Lord Tolkien.
Except the talking trees, I couldn't buy it. It just wasn't real, like the rest of the novel.
You liked it when it was H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah, I did.
Did that happen before the Odyssey or after the Odyssey?
After.
After?
Yes.
So still no dragons?
But pre-cheese.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it was right around the time of cheese.
Okay.
They had Drake playing an elf.
Cyclops had cheese.
He did. Yeah. So there was cheese in the Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
I just had lasagna the other day. It wasn't with sheep cheese.
How did they get cheese?
Don't worry about it.
From the sheep's milk.
From milk.
Yeah, but...
So the Cyclops discovered cheese.
Yes. I think you need to explain cheese to Corby.
Got a long way to go here.
Well, I thought cheese was way after that, but apparently not.
Cheese was a happy accident. They did not go into a lab and say, let us create cheese.
Okay.
We'd be fine with that.
Also, mark that.
Let us create cheese.
Lord. Dear Lord Tolkien.
They were transporting milk.
And it turned into cheese.
And it turned into cheese.
Dang it.
It looked really gross what the Odyssey was lapping up there out of those bags.
Oh, God.
Bag cheese.
And the bags were made of stomachs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. And not a tortilla chip in sight.
No, nothing.
Oh, man.
What about a tortilla round?
And you might turn into a pig.
Was the Cyclops pre-pasta?
Interesting. Was he pre-enchirito?
Totally. Yeah, they weren't processing any grains. To any degree back then.
In the Bronze Age?
Was it post-Mexi Melt?
Mm. Did he have a Filet-O-Fish?
On this date in the year 1958, NASA was created.
Super gay.
To study gay space.
Super gay.
Now, it would have taken some guts to be the first to try the curdly milk.
Look,
to
I'll
find
give
out
it a
it
go.
Was cheese.
Well, they were hungry.
Like, I'll do it if you do it. Okay.
I mean, so much stuff, trial and error, could kill you. Like berries and things.
Yeah,
right. Roots and berries.
That's why their life expectancy was 14 years old.
Right. Matt Damon's character, Odysseus, was 11. But they aged quickly.
Right.
So Matt Damon wasn't 11 when they filmed that?
Yes.
More lies.
He was 11.
More lies. On this date in the year 1986, a federal jury in New York found that the National Football League had committed an antitrust violation against the rival U.S. Football League. The jury ordered the NFL to pay $1 in damages. That would end up becoming $3.
Then, now $1 million.
Right. But back then, just one single dollar.
Mm-hmm. What age were you when you... were able to figure out what antitrust meant? Was that middle school or high school?
High school.
You mean, am I graduated
yet? No.
When you heard a story and you just eyes didn't roll back.
We can tell
back
you what
head.
Cheese is.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew what cheese was. Lasagna. Well, but yeah.
Right.
I was pretty young.
And in 1987, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream and Jerry Garcia agree on a new flavor, Cherry Garcia. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Featuring
cherry ice cream with cherries and fudge flakes.
It's good stuff.
Not their best, but fine.
Right. It's fine.
Do they have other rock and roll flavored
fish food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Okay.
Is it all Grateful Dead related?
Slayer Sunday.
Jam band related?
They are hippies. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
P1 birthdays.
Corn Crunch.
Yeah.
We probably aren't going to corn. Hero Monty, happy birthday to my amazing wife, T. Didn't wake her up in that special way because our two toddlers don't know what sleep in means. Her heroes are Corby, Jr., and George because she likes annoying college football teams like OU.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of annoying, can we get a Dude Perfect drop? Queef from Matt.
Dude Perfect!
It's time for Cool Not Cool!
Let's do
dude.
It!
Dude, oh my god.
I'm gonna go ahead and go not cool.
No.
Not cool!
Like, we're so funny, right, Cody?
Oh, they're billionaires.
Yeah. Cool, not cool.
They have an amusement
they
park.
Did. Yeah. They had a their own separate NFL broadcast one game. Broke the Super Bowl record.
I did.
Yep. Hey, Monty. Today, the 43rd birthday of my friend Nelson. He's a year 9 P1. Leaders are Simple Corby and Weekend Bazooka Talk, Drop Request, George telling callers to come kiss his ass from Jimmy.
So, could Dude Perfect do a halftime show at the Super Bowl that outpaces Kid Rock's halftime show?
Absolutely.
What would you rather watch?
Oh, missed again. Hold on. Game can't start back till they make it.
Is Dude Perfect
you have 12 minutes.
Ball with the ball?
What about the guy that
only
was singing about
only one person can do ball with the ball.
That's true.
Kiss his fish.
Ernie, you're on with Commander Dunham.
Okay, first off, for all the reasons George named, I agree. The mix is the best thing you guys have all day.
Oh, dear.
Bar none. You got Hall of Famer, Bad Radio, Line 4 guy. You got Greg and Mike.
Right.
You got Corby, everything. And he forgot to mention one of the best features of it is that there's no Musers and no Gordon. So,
well, that, hey, that's fine. But I'll tell you what, Ernie, why don't you go stick your head back in your ass and drive home?
Whoa! 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 Randy in Grand Prairie, you're
take
on with
him.
George.
It's nice to hear Jub getting mad once criticism is pointed his way, man. You guys cannot touch this beast. It is a monster. And you guys are so going to alienate a lot of people once he gets a hold of it.
Tell you what, I got time later this afternoon. Why don't you come kiss my ass?
Oh, wow!
We had time.
Ah, yes.
That one, that was peak Jub.
History.
Man. Jub don't take no guff.
Yeah! Turning 61 today, him and I went down this rabbit hole. We've had a lot of fun. Scott Farrell.
Oh.
So many good clips.
Happy birthday,
Bobby.
Scotty.
I mean, take your pick.
Ah, let's crack open a gold one.
There's one where he's like just listening to the Deftones for 3 minutes.
Bob Sturm's a badass.
Where's he at now?
He does stuff.
I would have guessed podcasting.
I think he's the leader of the Secret Service.
Probably in a hot tub with his soulmate.
Oh, look at that. He does a podcast.
So does Bob.
The Prophet Podcast.
Fans clamor for Bob Sturm. I definitely follow him on the social medias. He cusses a lot at people.
The hour. I know they're excited in so Dallas Mafia for the return of the one and only Bob Sturm.
I do mine in jest. He's serious.
He's on something called Sports Grid, a sports betting video stream service.
There you go. You can make some bank for you.
Yeah.
Good old Sports Grid.
I thought that it would be sponsored by a betting operator.
Does he talk about his bets when he's walking around and his boobs are bouncing everywhere?
Yeah, he just got D cups to really sell it.
And Kyler Murray. I hope Mafia went with him. That's important.
Oh, yeah. What happened to Mafia?
Hopefully good things. Coming to you live, Scott Farrell.
The city
61.
Bada bang.
Mike Adams is 48.
Former Ranger?
Hell yeah.
He'll still go to opening day on you.
That guy was instrumental in World Series run.
Get on the bus.
That's when we knew what to do at the deadline.
Yeah, what's up now?
Now we're just confused.
Nope. They just put Kyle Higashioka back out there on the mound.
I had to start every game.
He's our new opener. Turning 33 today, Rain Dakota Prescott.
Man.
I'm wearing my best sausage leg pants.
Year 11.
3 years. And it's all over.
Here he goes again.
Hooking up with all
No, don't worry about it. We'll get a new quarterback that can win 2 playoff games in 14 years. So, it'll be great.
3.
It's more than the Sooners have won in 14 years.
Ooh. Back at you, balls in your court.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay. All right.
I don't know. We can count the playoff games.
You want to count the Brewers World Series? Okay, cool.
Oh, man. I'm letting Dak enjoy his birthday. You don't have to attack the Brewers.
I said he's got 3 more years, and I'm being... That's nice.
Oh, that's nice? Oh, I'd like to hear what mean sounds like.
That he's done?
How you like that, fatso?
But I'm out on the sports debate once the... Yeah, the Brewers World Series, once that gets brought up...
Done. Yeah, what about Harvey's Wallbangers?
What a standard drop in Norman that now you're college football Brewers.
Well, why did you bring up OU?
Because they've had trouble in the playoffs, like Dak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jared Zabransky.
You think to celebrate, Dak's going to run a Tinder...
What happened to your voice?
I don't know. You think Dak's going to run a Tinder date into the Residence Inn in Oxnard to celebrate?
I hope so.
Save that for the car wash.
So, Jack Sanborn, 26.
Want to talk about Jack Sanborn.
Great defense. And Cole Young, 23.
Cole Young.
Charles Schwab, 89. Of the Invitationals.
Schwab with his best thing.
Ken Burns is 73.
Damn, really?
Greatness.
Oh, yeah.
What's he working on now?
Although I'm not positive I looked at how many hours the bison documentary was, and I'm just not, like, I'm into bison.
But do you need 15 hours
of bison? I just don't know if I'm that into bison.
Yeah, but now they got to update it with Grandpa getting upended.
It's another 7 hours.
Part 8. Getty Lee Ham, 73 today.
How about that?
Tim Gunn, also 73. Will Wheaton, 54.
Funny.
In Big Bang Theory.
Funny.
Stephen Dorff, 53.
Love Stephen Dorff.
I guess it's just 4 hours on bison. Are you that into bison?
Give me a TikTok. Then I'll watch it. Josh Radnor, 52.
Ken Burns documentaries on TikTok is a great business
from the
idea.
Worst sitcom of all time, How I Met Your Mother. And Lino Faccioli is 26.
Hey!
He played Robin Aaron in Game of Thrones, a guy that was still breastfeeding at like 15.
Five.
Golly, that was so creepy.
You have to go try to talk to the queen and he's still just sitting there sucking on it. I'll come back. I'll air out my grievances later.
Mommy.
Don't send me through the moon door. Born this day, now dead.
Haven't thought about the moon door in a bit.
Peter Jennings.
Three.
Benito Mussolini. And Tony Sirico, a.k.a. Paulie Walnuts.
There he is. That's a tough one.
We'll bake potatoes.
Do you think Tony Sirico lived his whole life knowing he was born on Mussolini's birthday?
Yeah, I think he wore it as a badge of honor. He's like, you know what? I'm going to make my wings of my hair even more gray today.
Two.
And down the state, still dead, Vincent Van Gogh, who saw the Dolphins win, go undefeated.
I think that was Picasso.
But he didn't hear it.
Four, that's right, I didn't hear it.
I think that was Hootie and the Blowfish.
And you're done.
Holy crap, baby, I love you. Here's my ear.
Shut it down! Let's go!
Bye, Justin!
Bye, David.
Bye, Line 4.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.